Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is the Brave Change Podcast, episode 10. My name is Crystal Lynn, and I took about a month off of the podcast because I had to reevaluate what I was doing with my health and mental health and even my spirituality. There were a lot of changes that I needed to make. I did the Tony Robbins 15 minutes to fulfillment, which was 5 minutes of breath walking or breathing while you walk. It was like a very specific pattern of breathing, and 5 minutes of gratitude and 5 minutes of affirmations. Now, it worked great until the last 4 days. Then I started getting frustrated. Then I started getting kind of lazy with it. I was not putting my heart into it anymore. And I noticed that pattern from when last year I was not changing up what I needed to do because I had changed into a new person. I was still holding on to those old habits. So I was like, okay, now I learned this and I got to change up how I'm using this 15 minutes. And I added the 15 minutes of exercise after that. So now it's the 30 minutes. And, you know, the affirmations are great. I'm going to keep those, but I'm going to do different affirmations. And I'm going to do breath walking, but I think I might want to increase that. It's actually helping my lungs post-COVID to heal. So I think that that'll help me to keep increasing my lung capacity and strength. And it's hard for me to get the 10,000 steps every day, but I do try to do better than the previous day. I don't beat myself up if I don't do as well. I just rest because my body tells me, hey, I need some rest here. So I do that. And then I get up and I make progress, you know, because stopping and loving myself is something I never would have done before. And I knew I had to readjust how I showed myself love. So when I have to stop, I don't beat myself up. I do it. But I do wait a day sometimes to make sure it's not just me trying to be lazy. Because if you feed your brain a positive reaction or what it wants when it's not a productive activity right away, it will start associating that with saving energy or, you know, avoiding something it sees as scary. So I don't always do that right away. Obviously, there are times where I will, you know, with my chest especially or my muscles, but I do train my brain now to appreciate the hard work rather than the lazy times. So everything was working good, but I'm going to find new affirmations and a new way to show gratitude. I don't know if I'm going to scrapbook or, you know, the paragraphs were great, but the free writing just isn't working for me right now. So maybe I'll sit there and write about one thing I'm grateful for and why, or, you know, five things and really go into detail. And I think that's pretty much what I'm going to change with those. And it's nice to know that when I see something not working now, I can go and change it. And I recognize it. The new medicine I've been on for a month now has really helped. And, oh, I do want to get this in real quick. I am going to have to get some dental work done, so I might not be able to podcast during that time because I wear all on four dentures and I won't have anything in my mouth to really make sounds with. So I can still talk, but it's like very different sounding. So you have to have like a trained ear with me to understand me without teeth in. So I am going to do a video about having all on fours. I got them when I was 23. So keep a lookout for that. I may do a podcast about, you know, alternatives to health and just different ways to be healthy that people kind of discriminate against, but it shouldn't be discriminated against. So yeah, I just wanted to throw that in there because I've been going through so many changes lately, and it's like I definitely spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally want to start doing the stuff like that, so I'm not ashamed of myself anymore for having to rescue myself and, you know, just discuss things that would help people, but they have the stigmas. And you know me, I don't like tradition that is unhealthy. And unfortunately, stigmas are kind of rooted in a tradition of it's tribalism, it's, you know, keeping everything the same. Everybody does the same stuff, so it's safe. But it's not beneficial for everybody because we are all so unique. So I push away from, you know, everybody has to fit in this box, or, you know, you're an outcast or something. Like, I do like sameness, but at the same time, I understand those outliers are growing in numbers. You know, the people that are different have their own growing groups of people that are just like them. So no matter what, we should love and respect everybody. You don't have to go, you know, tell them you love them to their face or love them deeply. It's just everything on this planet, I feel, deserves respect and deserves our attention, and at least every now and then. You know, you don't have to focus on everything all the time. But that's something I was learning during my journey the past month or so, is not everything needs my attention 24/7. I started therapy again, and this past week, the therapist brought up that he noticed I'm constantly trying to fix myself as if there is something wrong with my existence right now. And he's like, you know, there's nothing wrong with you. You have to kind of memorialize your trauma in your past. He's like, you're building you right now. You don't have to constantly worry and fix and erase. And I was just focused on so much of CPTSD recovery and depression and all that. And it's like, I'm ready to talk about these things and I'm ready to move on in a productive and, you know, healthy manner. And I feel that sometimes people, they need to focus on their healing in, they have to focus on their healing in like certain time frames and then take a break and just maintain and then go back again. I feel like I keep going back into fix 24/7, and it's just kind of like making me crazy a little bit. So now that I've backed away from that a little bit, I am feeling a lot happier, and I took the steps necessary to get myself to this point. So I am very thankful and very grateful for the community, for this podcast, and everywhere else that I am online. You guys have made me so happy, feel so loved, so respected, so appreciated, and I just want to tell you all that I do love and appreciate every single one of you that has been supporting me, whether you are vocal about it or not. You know, you help me in a lot of ways, and I hope sharing my journey helps you all as well. I'm going to keep doing that. I'm trying to get better with my consistency, and there was a reason why I took some time off. You know, at first it was like mic issues, and then it was like just time. I didn't have a lot of time because some of my friends needed me, and, you know, I was just like exhausted at the end of the day, and then I just had to take some time off for me, you know. So some of these podcasts aren't going to be 20 minutes. They're just going to be like 10. But it is just me updating and educating and informing and appreciating even. So I am going to go and I have some projects to work on right now. I'm starting to sell journals I make, and some of them are hand-bound. Some of them are modified books that people give to me and I modify them for them. But that is a really fun business, and I'm making all sorts of things for a lot of different kinds of people, different religions, different, you know, different walks of life for health and wellness. So I will have some of those available eventually, but, you know, this podcast and the videos and just talking with you all, I highly recommend talking to other people in your groups if you're online. if you're not like really on social media, I do highly recommend trying at least once a week or once a month to get around other people that are on the same journey as you, because it is really helpful to have like a pen pal or even just a group to bounce ideas off of and hear inspirational stuff, and for them to help you get outside your own head to reevaluate and to appreciate what you've done. And if there are changes to be made, they can help you see that. So feel free to email me too. My blog is mybravechange.wordpress.com. There is a contact page, and you can send me a really long email if you want. Just vent, talk to me about stuff, ask me for advice, you know, whatever you guys want to do. I'm on Instagram and stuff as well, at mybravechange. And yeah, you guys can reach me there. I think that's really all I have for today. I just wanted to update you guys. I miss you all so much. I love doing this podcast. So I will also be doing the motivational speaker comparison, Diamond Dallas Page versus Tony Robbins, their styles and stuff like that. So sometime soon I will be doing that. I was trying to wait until I got a job to talk about it, but I'm like, you know what? If I'm starting my own business, that is also the result of their encouragement and their lessons. So I'm going to share that with you guys. So I will see you all again on Sunday. Thank you. Love you.